Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Darry Davis here at Higher Heights Ministry Center, right here in the city of Danville, Virginia. You are about to hear a phenomenal message. I want you to subscribe and I want you to share it and be blessed. I am absolutely blessed and blown away by this creation series.
Amen.
This month of February. Yeah. It's been such amazing, and I mean, we've had such a good time, and tonight is no different. We have somebody special with us tonight. So I'm glad y'all joined us tonight for our Thursday night Bible study. We are in our creation series, and tonight we have with us Bishop Beard and Youth Pastor Harris with us, Terrence Harris with us tonight.
Amen.
And we're continuing on in this awesome series. Look, when you come in the room, put some hearts on the screen. Let us know who you are, where you're coming from. Please share it. Tag somebody in the comments. Do what you got to do to get the word out. And please, please, if you missed any segment, I think we're on. We're
That's
continuing.
Number four.
And we don't want you to miss none of this. Please
Amen.
Go back and on YouTube, podcast, wherever it is, and get the rest of this teaching, because you're going to want to have it. You're going to want to know this.
It's good.
So good.
It will bless you.
It is. Yeah. Right. So I want to, Bishop, to start off, we want to let you know, because we are smack and going into Lent season.
Amen. We're in Lent season. This is a time of fasting, prayer, denial, self-denial. So we invite you to be a part of our Lent season, or the Lent season, I should say.
Right.
But this is what we're doing for our church. We are fasting from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. We are denying something. So that's something you love. You said, I'm willing to give up for this time of consecration, whether it's sweets or some soda or something that you love, and say, I'm going to make this hallowed time with God.
Right.
Yes. Right.
I want this to be special, to draw closer. This is the time where he suffered. He did his 33. He was going through his ministry.
Yes.
And he was doing his ministry work. And we want to lead up to the cross. So we want to invite you. It comes from, it goes from Ash Wednesday all the way to Easter. All right? And if you want to be a part, all you got to do is say, hey, I want to be a part, and let us know, and we'll send you some information to help you in this endeavor. It'll bless your life. Amen?
Amen. Yes, yes. Amen. It definitely will bless you. Once again, as a recap, because we had such a good time on last week. We was going into Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and we had just been discussing, we're already through the we're on day six.
That's right.
Yes, day six, and God is creating man in his image. And the key word there that we want to touch on this time and really dive into is God said, let us make man in our image. And God is in us.
Amen. That's what we said last time. That was a key word we left you with last week. God is in us.
Is in us.
How is that possible?
Wow.
One minute we say there's only but one God.
Yeah, right.
And then we say, how can he be a us?
Right.
Right.
So yeah. It is important to stick with us.
And I want to say, if you think it's some kind of typo here, he repeats himself even on through Genesis. If you if you go down further and get down now to where you get to the Tower of Babel, God refers to himself as us again. He said, let us go down and confuse them.
My God.
So it's not a mistake.
Whew. So we're going to talk about it.
And God is in us. So we're going to start this out.
This is going to be really good
because here it is. Before you can really dive into the creation of man, you got to deal with this, because he said, let us make man in our image.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So before you can even dive into the creation of man, you need to know who God is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is the image that we're made in?
That's true.
You ready? You ready? You got your galoshes on? You ready to get in there?
Let's go.
So this time we're going to, you're going to use some scriptures to talk about the Godhead. Everybody say the Godhead.
God.
Put it on the screen. The Godhead. So we're going to talk about who God is. So, all right. I'm going to get Bishop to read.
All right. We read in Genesis 1 and 26. 1 and 26. We always say, get a King James Version. Amen.
Yes,
it helps you out, all right? Yeah. Amen. And God said,
Yes.
Y'all know what that means.
One God is talking.
Come on. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over all creeping things that creepeth upon the earth. Amen.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So would you say that this statement is true? We cannot know who we are until we know who God is.
That's a good statement. That's a good statement.
Have to.
Because he said we're made in his image.
In his own image.
So in order for us to know who we really are, who we really created to be, we got to know who God is, right?
That's right.
All
right,
so we're going to read some scriptures. I'm going to get Bishop to start off with Acts 17 and 29.
Okay, we're going to read this. Go with us, amen, go with us. Acts 17 and 29, all right? Amen. I heard someone today, let me pause and say this. I heard someone that said, oh my God, I am so glad I tuned in. I am learning some things I didn't know.
Right.
And this is a senior saint. This is a senior saint that never heard it.
That's good.
Now, we're not here to come against anybody's belief.
No.
We're just here. The Bible says, you see the light, walk therein.
Right.
You grow. Amen. Always one thing I do know, if you don't learn, you're dying.
Oh, say it.
Every day you're supposed to be learning.
That's true.
And growing. Amen. Right. So please take down all defenses. Take down all. Come on now. You ain't got to be put up a wall of defense, though. We're here to grow together. Right. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Acts 17 and 29. Amen. It said, for as much then as we are the offspring of God. Let's use that word, offspring.
Yeah. Offspring.
Okay, of God. We ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art or man's devices.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. That's good all come by on itself. Now. Can you let's
think about that? We don't need to think of the Godhead like that,
right? In other words, I think it's saying we can't make an image of God. We could not. It would be we are not supposed to try to think of a way to picture him the way we can make a graven image that would look like him.
Come we can't contain him.
We can't.
We can't make a Buddha statue of our God.
No. It's indescribable.
No.
We can't make a God. We cannot make a picture for him, for you to describe who the Godhead is.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. We cannot do that. I mean, that was the arts of the pharaohs and the little g's.
Mm-hmm.
They can always create their gods.
Uh-huh.
If you go into the other religions, they have many gods.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and they create images for their gods
right.
of who they are. But because the Godhead is so vast and undescribable.
That's
indescribable.
It.
You
that's
can't
it.
Do it.
Indescribable.
Indescribable.
Indescribable. Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Indescribable.
How can you describe it?
You can't.
How can you make a mold of him?
You can't.
Come on, man.
I think he's in the very creation and the very fabrics of everything that we see, and you can't draw that.
Well, isn't that like a creator? His DNA is in everything he creates.
That's right.
Everything is reflection of it. So we're gonna dive a little deeper because we're going to go to another scripture. I want you to remember two parts of that, though. Remember, this scripture says that we are the offspring of God.
That's right.
Oh,
offspring.
Man.
So this is what we're doing is the more we learn about God, the more we can learn about ourselves.
About ourselves. Who we are.
That's so true. And that gives us authority, Pastor.
Yes.
It really does.
Yes. All right, so now I want Pastor Harris to read Romans 1 and 20.
Okay, I'm going to be coming from Romans 1 and 20. And verse 20, it says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
Wow. And we just talked about that. Uh-huh. It said the invisible things are clearly seen by the things that are made. We just talked. I just said his DNA is on the things that are made.
That are made.
Come on, break that down.
You can see it. You can see the things he made. You know who he is. Right. By the thing he's made. See what I'm saying?
First of all, you know he exists.
That's
because
right.
Everything you see was created.
It's a fabrication of him.
Yeah, it's a design. It's a creation. It's artistic. It's made out of man. It's you can tell that it's done by a brilliant creator.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Cause nobody can duplicate it.
Come Amen. On.
Who can make another sun and moon and stars and earth and ocean and all of this stuff? Nobody can duplicate
nobody
his work.
Nobody but God.
That's so, right. So it says that the invisible things, I like it says that the invisible things, it's telling you something about God. He's invisible.
Uh-huh.
We're seeing by the things that are made. So what we can't see about God, we learn about by seeing what we can see, the things that he's made. So
it's the truth, because you got scripture that backs it up that said no man has seen God.
Oh, say that.
So you can't see God, but you see his handiwork and know it is a God.
Yeah. Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And you're supposed to see that in us.
Wow, that's there you
hit. Because we are the image of our God. Our creator.
You're hitting it.
Boy, if ain't no hearts being thrown on the screen after that, dog, something wrong, man. And then also it says that no man can look upon God and live.
That's right.
That's why we have to be born again. We have to die our flesh daily to be able to even
have that image
coexistence
of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it lets us know it takes faith.
Yes, it does.
Because this is a mystery and it's invisible. It's something we can't see.
That's it.
I'm gonna read, and this I think this is scripture that brings it home for me, and I'm gonna read it. Colossians 2, 8 and 9. Uh-huh. I'm gonna start with verse 8. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of men. After the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Pay attention. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Goodness.
Amen. I want you to meditate on this one more time. Hold on for a second. This scripture tells us that in Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead in the body.
Wow.
Come on, think about that for a second.
I think we done blow some minds again. This let me make sure you understand this. Everything we are saying is in the Word of God. Everything we are talking about.
We read scripture. We're not just talking off our heads.
It's in the Word of God. It lets us know. The Bible speaks. A lot of people say, I think it was Paul said, great is the God, mystery of the Godhead. Mm-hmm. And I think some people have taken that and have backed off. Mm-hmm. Learning about the Godhead because of that one scripture said, great is the mystery.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a mystery, you still can figure
to learn
it out.
About it. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? You don't stop because, it's a mystery. I don't need to know that. But again, if you understand the Godhead and you understand the roles of everything, you understand who you are.
Yes.
Why you was created. Because if you don't know why you was created, you never know your purpose. A being created.
Wow.
But we understand that God had a purpose in everything that he did.
Wow.
And he said, let us.
Uh-huh.
So nobody can get it mixed up to say, okay, who did that or who did that or who did that? It was always a us.
Uh-huh. Right.
In him.
Yes.
Yes.
Complete.
Yes. Right.
Come on, not separate, but complete.
Complete.
And once you realize that there is a God that is complete, not needing anything to be who he is.
Not needing anything to be who he is. Watch this stuff. I really want people to see it because it's a lot of talk about this and kind of debate about this, but the scripture says it very clearly. The scripture says, don't be deceived by none of the philosophy, the traditions, or what people are talking about and how they try to break down God. The scripture tells us to understand it this way. He said that in Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus said this, if you've seen me, You've seen the Father. We don't need to wonder what he is like, look like, how he's made up. When we see the Jesus in his body, that wow. is God.
Wow.
The whole Godhead is in him bodily.
That's it.
That's what the scripture says.
That's it.
So then, are y'all ready? This has got me right here. This is what got me, because I'm like, wow, because I can admit I hadn't read this scripture until recently. So this is where some people are debating over Trinity and what we're going to see when we get to heaven. It's going to be three bodies there. It's going to be the Father sitting right here, Jesus sitting right here, and the Holy Ghost sitting right here. What's going to be going on? Well, I believe, I'm just going to say I believe, the scripture is telling us that the only visible thing is Jesus. The scripture is telling me that Godhead is inside Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
I'm just hearing what the scripture is telling to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I don't think it gets more plain than that.
So just to make sure we are all on the same page here. Sometimes people get carried away with trying to dissect Jesus, dissect God, dissect the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And they're so busy trying to separate them.
Yes.
That they understand that they are together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even when Jesus came on earth.
Right.
The Bible clearly said it was God.
Yeah.
In flesh.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit was in him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's already saying all that all it. Three all of it. Was okay. right there.
And that's the image of God.
They was right there.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They was right. That was operating on earth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's easy to say, no, that was over there in Acts. That was over there. No. The Holy Ghost was over there. It's too many scriptures that back it up that say God is complete.
He is complete.
He's complete.
Well, this is why, don't be confused too, because see, even though God said, let us, Remember when Moses asked God to tell who he is, he said, I am that I am. So that's God right. is still yet an I, even though he's also an us.
That's wow. true. That's it.
And I think that's where the mystery come in at.
Yeah.
The mystery of the
understanding
Godhead.
That. Yeah.
And the thing is, a lot of times that we, you know, and I can talk for a generational, 30 and up. We try to comprehend God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the mystery of the gospel, we can't really comprehend him like that. And I think what you said with Jesus coming down and being the visible image of God.
The visible image.
Image of God.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes we can't comprehend the separation between him and the Father, but they are the same.
Yes.
You know, and that's how we confuse ourselves a lot of times.
Now here we go. Y'all ready? Now watch this. When we read John 1:1,
mm-hmm.
John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. But there's another scripture. I can't quote it right off my head where it is, but it says, but now behold the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. Can we find that?
Okay.
The Lamb that was slain
before
the foundations of the world. We're going somewhere. I want y'all to catch this before we go.
Amen.
You could, Deacon, Pastor Harris.
Yes.
The Lamb that was slain before the that means Jesus was there before the foundations of the world.
There we go. It's going to be in Revelation 13:8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world.
Wow. Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now, watch this. And then this is just me, how I think. And I want y'all to talk to me, talk back to me. So, God, let's think about God. He sits outside of time. He's in eternity. Past, present, future. He's Alpha and Omega. He already know Jesus already exists before he was ever created.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Before he ever said, let us make man, Jesus already, because you got to think, come on now, come outside of time. Don't come into our world. Talk about God.
Eternity.
Eternity. past, present, future, all at the same time. Jesus was already Jesus before he ever said, let us make man. So watch this. Is it when he said he making us in the image of God, Jesus didn't come in the image of a man. Man was in the image of who Jesus was already going to be. Come on, let's wrap your head around this for a second. If Jesus was a man, always a man. If Jesus was going to be a man, he always a man. That's who he is in the mm-hmm. flesh. When he made man, he was making him in the image of Jesus.
Come on.
You got to let your mind time
you
travel.
Let that sink in.
You got to let your mind time travel. If God sees it all, mm-hmm. if you ain't from the beginning, Jesus was already had an appointed time to manifest, but Jesus is always from the beginning. For slain, the lamb that was slain from the foundations of the earth. When he was making the world, Jesus already was the lamb that was slain. Just to be fulfilled in the time period. So when God said, let us make man in our image, whose image? Who we going to look like? The man that was going to be slain. Maybe this will bump my mind boggle for y'all. Maybe this is too much. But my question is, the image that what we look like is not an accident. Maybe Jesus don't look like us. Maybe we look like him.
I think sometimes,
and I want us to really, and I think this Bible study is to not challenge what we believe. Well, to a level it does. It challenges what we believe, but it's to take us to the next level mm-hmm. of thinking.
And thinking.
And it's telling you just step out of what you always believed.
Uh-huh.
And at least challenge yourself.
Challenge yourself, yes.
To say, you know what? Let me think about that.
Yeah.
If Jesus was back there with us, and he was already created, the Lamb, in the foundation, that was way back in the foundation.
beginning.
So he was already created.
Yeah.
And we were created in his image.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then that means we are not. I think sometimes our mindset has said, okay, Jesus looked like us as a man
right.
in time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he came into time.
Uh-huh.
But you realize he was here before we were.
He was, exactly.
That's my point.
He was here.
Yeah, think about it like this. Pastor Harris and I have sons. Y'all have sons.
Right.
Your son can't say he look like you. I mean,
you look like him.
No, because we were here before him.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
This is bad.
You see what I'm saying?
Good.
So then the image he's taken is from the Father.
Right.
He's taken from you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not you taking it from him. So it's a mindset to just think just for a minute. You know, because we're going back to scripture. I don't want nobody to say, oh, they all over the place.
No.
We're still in Genesis 1,
26.
And God said, let us make man in our image.
Yes.
Because once you understand that we are created in his image.
Right.
Then we know the power we have. We know who we are.
Right.
We know who we're supposed to look like,
yes.
act like,
uh-huh.
model after.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Because we know that he is our model.
Well, yeah, the scripture clearly says Jesus came as an example for us.
That's right.
He's an example for us of who we are supposed to be,
what
we were created to be.
That's right.
And the craziest part of the weird part is he is an example that stepped down through time in the middle of creation. We already been here a long time, but yet we didn't know he came to show us what we really were supposed to be. What we really supposed to be.
He took on flesh.
He took on flesh.
But guess what? He made flesh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. At his own image.
Come on.
Oh, man.
I think that sometimes it gives us a relief to say, okay, our mindset, Our image is this, our image is that, our image is, it centers down to say we are Christ. We supposed to look like him.
Yeah.
Act like
yes.
him. We are the sons of Christ. We're yes. the sons of God. So the image of God, when we go that back then, we need to know Jesus the Christ.
Yes. Ooh, we good. Need to know. Oh, wow.
That's a mouthful, Bishop. And yeah. I can say one thing that came to my mind when you was explaining that. That's why God tells us that if we abide in him, and he abides in us. That's the only way that we can produce fruit in yes. our lives because he is the image, you right. know, and he was, he is us.
Yes, yes, yes. That's he's it. Us. That's it.
Yes.
So we don't want to go any further to say, well, what am I looking to? I'm not looking at, he clearly says that even in the commandments, he said, of a graven image.
Image, no.
I just
no,
read no. in Acts.
Right.
He can't be an image that you can.
Right. We are the image.
Can't comprehend it, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? We are. You can't build a statue uh-huh. of God.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because we right. are it.
Yes.
I need somebody to say, tag you it.
Tag you it.
You it.
You it.
You it. You the yes. image of God, you know?
Yes. You're supposed to be a living example.
A living yes. image living of God. Yes. That is so important in this day and hour because we are being pulled to all other images, graven images, worshiping everything, mm-hmm. following everything. Mm-hmm. Every trend, everything. But God wants us to center back down. I think they wrote a song, let's get back to Eden.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the beginning.
That's right.
Let's go back and understand what God really wanted us to be and who he wanted us to be.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Come on now.
And now watch this. The enemy is trying so hard to make us feel less than.
Oh, my God.
Break that down, Pastor. Break
yes,
come on.
Yes, yes.
The scripture tells us, and we read it, if you continue reading right in that, when he's at the end of the sixth day, he said, and it was very good.
Very good.
This was God's, and all his other creations was good.
Mm-hmm.
But the creation of man was his
very,
prize.
Very
good to mm-hmm. God. And
that's why the devil fights.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly why.
Stealing our identity from
us. He wants to take that from us.
Uh-huh.
Because he wanted to be God, of course, and he wanted to be the closest thing to God.
Uh-huh.
Now, God then took away his rights
uh-huh.
and given it to man.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the fight.
Yeah.
That's the fight today.
Yeah.
It's to strip us from our identity and make us what we are not.
Right.
And who we are not.
Uh-huh. Right? Change it.
Change right. what God has already ordained.
Right.
Set in motion. Mm-hmm. Lock mm-hmm. down.
Mm-hmm.
Come on mm-hmm. now. And his ultimate goal is to get us not knowing who we are.
Exactly.
Because mm-hmm. when you don't know who you are, you don't know who you're following.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Come on. Yeah. You got to know who you are.
And you can't do what you're called to do.
Come on now.
And the latter part of what you just read is he said, and he gave us dominion.
Gave us.
That's powerful. People are fighting for power and fighting for dominion and all this stuff. And they don't realize that dominion is our God-given right.
It's
but
gift.
Not dominion over men, dominion over the earth.
The earth. And over everything.
Yes.
Come on now. He gave it to us.
Right.
Yes, we have dominion.
Right.
And we have that power. And we don't want to relinquish that power. Give it to some other power.
Right.
That's less than we are. Because God gave it to us. And we need to rise up and take it back. If
Amen.
You lost it, it's time to take it back.
Amen.
God has given that to you.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We got about 2 minutes. I want to ask one last question before we go. Because we're getting all the way through, and we know the 6 days is the things he created, and the seventh day is when he rested.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you, I'm asking y'all out there, my question is to you, is when did he create the angels? When did he create the angels? Where's the angels at in here?
Where are they at?
Anybody got an answer for that?
All right, go put it on the screen. Google
when
it.
Did he create the angels?
When did he create the angels?
Amen. When did he create them?
They've broken down everything he created, but they didn't say, where is the angels? When did he create them?
Okay. I had somebody talk while they're looking for that. I want y'all to put it on the screen. Take your time. I had somebody ask me today. We was talking about angels, and you Googled it and said, okay, I realized that the angels that Lucifer had a brother. Oh, Lord. I said, Lucifer had a brother? It's two of them? I was just laughing. He said, yeah, it's according to scripture, according to what I read, Lucifer got a brother.
I said,
first of all, let's go ahead and stop that, right? Let's pause.
Uh-huh.
I said, let's just use some sense. Just some sense. First of all, before it was a universe or a time, how could it be a brother? Because man won't even create it.
Uh-huh.
So that term of sisters and brothers won't even exist.
I said
everything was created by God.
Right.
Now I can say Lucifer had other creations around him. Uh-huh. He was a part of creations.
Yeah.
But you can't say he had a brother or sister.
That's because
it won't exist.
If he got a brother, then he had all of it. All of it is his. I mean, he was created.
So I said, so you got to be careful when you hear certain things.
Oh, Lord.
You got to realize the thought pattern in your mind. You're dealing with spiritual things, or you're dealing with things that are eternal, and you're trying to put it into our natural time mind.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that don't fit.
No, it never will.
How is it going to fit for sisters and brothers in heaven? It won't know sisters and brothers.
Right.
So the question out of the thing, when was angels?
Okay, I'm going to answer this, and then we're going to close out again. And this was such a great episode here. And if you were blessed by it, please put some hearts on the screen. Let us know if anything blessed you. All right, Job 38:4-7. Job 38:4-7. Well, I'll start Job 38:4. I'll read verse 4. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare it if thou hast understanding. He's talking to Job. This is God talking to Job. Who have laid the measures thereof if thou knowest? Or who have stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. So the answer is, at some point in creation, the angels were there watching it. At some point when he was laying the foundations and fastening this and putting that there and all of this stuff, the angels were there, the Bible says, singing with joy, shouting for joy. So he in these seven days that the angels were created.
Already there.
Yeah. And I'll let you we'll pick up on next week and talk about that a little bit more.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, listen, do it. This is what I want y'all to do. Please share this. And whatever you do, don't miss out. Tell somebody, I'm not going to miss out.
Amen.
So we want to watch every episode of this series. And tune in next week as we wrap this series up and we introduce our next series.
One thing before we go. Amen. February is Black History Month.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I challenge you to go and study some knowledge of some person that you don't know.
That's true. Right. That's
challenge yourself to look up two or three people and read their history, whether they was inventors, activists, what they did to advance, amen, our race, amen, as Black people. Read. It's more to Black history than just Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. They're great people. Get me wrong. But go a little deeper and learn some things. You will be surprised some of the stuff you will find out that these people did, and we are now standing on the shoulders of these great people. Amen?
Right, amen.
So Black History Month, let's do that.
Yes,
and let's be a blessing to our culture. Amen?
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to like and share. And if you would like to stay connected, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please follow us on social media through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or visit us in person. We are located at 236 Parker Road in the great city of Danville, Virginia. If you would like to give to our ministry, please click on the link below. Thank you again and enjoy your day.